morning service. Told Brother Clayton I didn't feel too led to preach this morning. I've had a kind of a hard past couple of weeks, and I needed some encouragement. But I feel like I'd like to share a verse of Scripture that has been in my mind over these past 2 weeks as I've gone through certain struggles. Personal struggles, me and my family, and they've reminded me of the sense of dependency that we have. In Habakkuk chapter 3, Habakkuk is a prophet. The Lord comes to him and he reveals to Habakkuk all the things that are fixing to take place in the nation of Israel. And what the Lord told Habakkuk was not what Habakkuk necessarily wanted to hear. Now Habakkuk knew that Israel had sinned, and Habakkuk knew that the Lord's holiness had been shamed. As God's chosen people, Israel represented the Lord to the whole world, and so their sin was a mark against their God. And so Habakkuk knew that Israel deserved to be punished. But when the Lord told Habakkuk just what was going to happen, it made his bones tremble, is what Habakkuk said. He says, "My bones trembled." It's not what I wanted to hear. You know, in this life, we all have a tendency to become dependent. There are things in our lives which we become dependent on. Our jobs, our financial stability, our just things in general. And when those things crumble, and I can promise you this morning, they will crumble. At some point, those things that you trust in, they will come crashing down. And it's at those moments that you really need to have a firmer foundation. Listen to the words of Habakkuk in chapter 3. Verse 17, after all that the Lord has told him, he says, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom." Now in these days, the fig tree was a source of sustenance. It was their life. They waited every year for that fig tree to blossom. And if that fig tree didn't blossom, they were in trouble. They lacked that substance that the fruit provided. They made wine out of these figs that they didn't have clean water in those days. And wine was a very important part of their society. And so Habakkuk says, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines." In other words, though the fig tree doesn't have figs, and though the grapes don't produce, and he says, "the labor of the olive shall fail." In other words, all the hard work and everything that we put into these olive trees, even though it's for nothing, and he says, "and the fields yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold." In other words, All the work of our hands, all the things that we do, even though it avails to nothing. Listen to what he says. "And there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord." The theme of Habakkuk is the just shall live by faith. That's what the Lord tells Habakkuk. There's only one way for us as Christians, as God's people, to make it in this life. And that is to use our God-given faith to trust in Him instead of things in this world. Because there's coming a day when things in this world will let you down. People that you know will let you down. And it's in those days that only the God-given faith will see you through. I know that from experience. This morning I'm witnessing a confession. A confession is things that we cannot help but say, I have gone through this in experience. I am telling you this morning from my own experience that there are times in this life that things will let you down. They will not go as planned. The fig tree will fail. The vine will not produce. The herds and all your hard work will come to nothing. How would you feel if you went to work and you worked all week and then at the end of that week, your company said, well, we don't have money for you this week? That would just rock your whole life, wouldn't it? Because we plan our lives around that paycheck. Well, we know whenever that paycheck comes in, we've got this bill that needs to be paid and that bill that needs to be paid. And if there's no paycheck, well, those bills don't get paid and everything goes amiss. And it's in those times that we tend to worry and fret and get concerned about what's going to happen next. And that's when we become the most despondent. But Habakkuk has a different outlook. Habakkuk says, in that situation, I'm not going to get despondent. I'm not going to get cast down. I'm not going to worry about the future. I'm going to rejoice. You know what that means? I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. That's a totally different and radical view than the world view. Isn't it? When things go wrong in this world and the economy collapses and gas prices skyrocket and you're not getting paid as much as you used to and now you've got all these fees, everybody begins to fret and they become less likable people. But as Christians, we are to be happy. Listen, he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy, not in my circumstance. Not in my circumstance. But in the God of my circumstance. He says, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Listen, he says, the Lord God is my strength. It's not all these things around me. It's not the nutrition that the figs give me. It's not the nutrition that the grapes give me. It's not the nutrition that the sheep and the cattle give me. God is my strength. Because without Him, there's nothing to hope in. There is no salvation. He says, the Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet. In other words, He's going to give me the stability that I need to climb to new heights. That hind is that mountain deer that can climb to exceedingly great heights. He says, He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places. In other words, no matter the valley I'm in, God's going to give me the strength to carry on, and He's going to give me all those things necessary to get out. That's wonderful, isn't it? And with a God like that, why can't we rejoice? Amen? Isaiah says over in Isaiah, he says in chapter 26, verse 3, he says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Perfect, complete peace. That is calmness of soul. That means a lack of trouble inside. There can be trouble on the outside, but when you get trouble on the inside, it goes wrong. He says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee because he trusteth in Thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting, never failing strength. When we turn our minds onto our circumstance instead of to the God of our circumstance, You're going to get worried. You're going to get cast down. You're going to get all these emotions that are unnecessary that well on your physical health. It is a proven fact that stress kills you. It kills you. Not only does it hurt you physically, but it also messes up your relationships. How many marriages have gone down the drain because of stress? It affects every part. You get stressed and you have bad relationships with your husband and with your wife and with your children because you get snappy. And all that can be avoided. If we can have this attitude of faith like Habakkuk had and say, no matter where I find myself, no matter if the bank doesn't come through or the paycheck doesn't come through or my job fails or I don't have food on the table, yet I'm going to rejoice because God is there and He's going to help me through it and I'm going to rise above. We serve an amazing God, and He gives us strength when we need it most. May we rejoice. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear most gracious, all-knowing, ever-to-be-adored Heavenly Father God, we just thank You so much that You are our God and that we can turn to You in our hour of need. And Father, that You will supply so graciously everything that we need. Oh God, this morning, as we come before Thee, we just need Thy grace and we need Thy strength and we need Thy comfort. We need Thy peace. Father, we need Thy joy. We need all those spiritual things that You can give us, God. As we sit here this morning to listen to a message from Thy Word, we just ask that You would just fill us to the brim, to overflowing. God, that You would give us those things, whether it be exhortation, admonishment, or rebuke. Father, may we listen to it wholeheartedly and faithfully, and may we take those things and apply them to our lives that we may be more profitable servants, God. Oh God, I just ask that You would be with all those that are having spiritual struggles in their life under the sound of my voice this morning, that You would be with those who are having physical struggles and emotional struggles, God. You know what they need, oh God, and You can supply their need, Father. May Thy will be done in our lives and may Thy kingdom come, Father, and may we enjoy all the blessings of You. May we grow in our intimacy towards You. May we grow in grace and in the knowledge of You. Oh God, may our eyes be open that we may behold all the glories of You, our God and Savior. Oh God, we are thankful for Your Son, Jesus Christ, and the great price He paid for us on Mount Calvary. Oh God, we beg forgiveness for our sins. Oh God, may You give us grace to repent of those sins and walk in that newness of life. Oh God, just go with us and glorify Yourself in us. It's in Christ's precious name. Amen.